We're just about to have a conversation with Brenda Noble, but before we do, I just want to tell you what you will find if you open up this week's edition of The Review, page 10, the Out and About page. Right at the bottom, there is a kind of entry form. It says, vote for Van Cleek Hills Business of the Year. And it's a nice little box. You can actually cut out part of it and you can fill it in. The Van Cleek Hill BMA is inviting you to vote for your favorite business. You decide why that business deserves your vote. Is it customer service? Is it community involvement? Is it environmental awareness? Quality work? You can decide why you vote for somebody and then vote for them. And you can use the ballot in on page 10 of this week's edition of The Review to register that vote. By filling it in and dropping it off before January the 8th at The Review during business hours, or you can print one off from Facebook or vote online by going to the BMA's website, www.VanCleekHillBMA, all one word, all lowercase, .org. That's VanCleekHillBMA.org. All details, conditions, and award information is available on that site or by listening to this radio station right now, because Brenda Noble has joined us to tell us all about it. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, good afternoon. Good
thanks,
evening.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah, good evening. It's kind of dark out there, so I guess that qualifies as evening. A wet and cold evening.
Yes, unfortunately, for our Christmas tree.
Yeah, but you just came across the street from the community tree decorating event that the BMA was also hosting just in the last few minutes.
Yes, and the community came out.
That's quite cool.
We might have had about 20 people, so
pretty good.
4 feet off the ground, the tree looks marvelous.
Yeah. Within reaching distance, it's looking pretty
exactly.
good. So if you don't look too high, then
absolutely. Although the lights are beautiful, so thank you to the
yeah, they are
township.
Wired all the way up to the top of the tree, yeah. Right? The township came in and did that earlier this week, so that's quite neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent. So that's good to hear that people came even in the rain to decorate the tree.
Yes, and our lovely new owner of Foodland joined us with some treats and some hot chocolate.
Fantastic.
So that was a pleasant surprise in the rain.
Yes, another business in town stepping up to...
Yes, wonderful guy.
Yeah, that's really cool. So tell us about this Business of the Year award. This is not the first year you're doing it.
This would be the second year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the previous members of the BMA have had this idea, have done it. We picked it up again last year. And for better or for worse, whatever you think, André Rimet of the Corn Maze, et cetera, et cetera.
Was the big winner last year.
Was the winner.
Yeah.
So what we're looking to do this time, because he has a very strong back and he can take it, we're trying to get businesses to get out there and tell their clientele why they are better than he is. So we're offering... You know, in the future, we'll have an ad idea, but we're looking now if you want to start putting a sign in your window, if you want to get on Facebook, if you want to go on to Yuletide Fun in VKH, like that page, and then we'll post whatever you post, we'll reshare it. You tell the people why you deserve that award instead of him.
This is interesting.
Because he's eligible again this year.
So, okay. So you want to create a bit of a competition here, and you want people to toot their own horn.
Exactly.
And put out there why they think they're the best business in Van Cleek Hills.
Exactly.
That's
and I know one person that was like, no. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Even if you're a one-man band.
Yeah.
You can get out there because you have dedicated clientele, and in our business, in any business, it's all about repeats.
That's right.
So,
and it's also all about tooting your own horn, as you say, and
remind people that you're out there.
Exactly, letting people know what services you have to offer and why you think you offer an excellent level of service. So
that's it, and it's not about how many people come in and spend money. You know, even all the browsers that come in, well, they're eligible to vote. So whether they do it in your store, we'll eventually get the ballots out to some of the Main Street locations as well as off Main Street. We'll get it on that Facebook page. And again, print. I mean, it's not like a registration ballot. You can only vote once, but you can vote from wherever you find that ballot.
Okay. But only one vote per person.
We should do only vote. One vote per person. The person counting them will recognize handwriting and will also know
there we go.
Who has friends that might have... tip the ballot a bit.
Yeah. Stuff the ballot box,
exactly.
As they say. Yeah. Louise is sitting here at the microphone as well. Louise, as you've been a president of the association and on the executive over various years. Is this a reincarnation of a contest that's happened in town before?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, wow.
Not to
okay.
my 20-some years. No, I don't think so. Mm.
Okay.
No, so it is a fresh new idea.
Well, that's fun.
Certainly the part about sort of recruiting voters for yourself, I think that's a really great
idea.
And
again, we're not asking you to do it for nothing. We have a ballot, or excuse me, a draw, so that every one person who has entered will be eligible to win $100 in Vanclakil bucks.
In Vanclakil bucks, of course.
To spend at those, yes.
And speaking of which, this Saturday.
And this Saturday, we always sell them at VCR or the farmer's market for 5% off. So if you come in with $20, you get a loony.
Yeah.
This week, it's going to be a 10% bonus, just, you know, to get you out there shopping local, shop your neighborhood. Use them within town limits, outside of town limits. There's quite a fair number of businesses that take them. So we'll be BCI. Generally, someone's there between 10 and noon. All of the vendors at the farmer's market take it. A good chunk of the Main Street takes it. But if you bring $100, which we kind of had to cap because there are some lovely ladies who buy $100 on a regular basis, you'll get $10 free.
There you go.
Whether it's Canadian or whether it's Vanclakil bucks, that's your choice.
It's a fantastic initiative. I am a regular partaker of that little program.
Yes, you are.
Every time I show up at the farmer's market, I cash in at my dollars before I go in. And you're right, every vendor at the market gladly accepts them.
Yes.
So you've done a really good job of educating all of the vendors there and the market manager as well to expect them and to welcome them with a big smile.
Right. And there's at least one person that comes in every Saturday who's like, oh, what are bucks?
It's something new, yeah.
So, you know, so, that tells us that people that haven't been to the market before are coming in too. So they're getting fresh new clients.
Yeah. And so what's a ballpark figure of how many bucks you sell on a Saturday morning? Is it in a couple of hundreds?
Well, we have a couple of vendors who are better than others. I am not one of the good ones. Miss Julia will almost always sell out, because of course what we'll do when we start running low is go around to the vendors and collect it. Not all of them keep it, so they're happy to give it back and recycle it again. So on a good weekend, of a normal weekend, probably between 5 and 1,000.
Okay.
Again, with the three people that come in with $100 each, well then that's pretty quick.
And I've actually done my own little informal survey, just checking to see if they're going to just cash them out on the way out or if they're actually going to keep them to spend in town. And many of them say, oh no, I keep these and I spend them at the home hardware. Or I spend
the vendors.
Them at,
the vendors, you mean.
The vendors, yeah.
Yeah, about that's half and half, I'd say.
Yeah. Which is...
Because some don't live in town, so we get it.
That's fair enough, yeah. But for the ones the ones that do live close by, they understand what the advantage is and they really want to circulate them or recirculate them, because that's what keeps the doctors.
Yes, and again,
local, right?
And one thing that vendors are always concerned about when they see that 5% is that they're losing money, and they're not. They're dollar for dollar.
No, that's the association, the BMA, that's subsidizing
that. That's correct. Yeah. It's our cost of selling them.
Yeah.
But again, what's the point if they're dollar for dollar? We've got to get them out there, and 5% is a small.
Sacrifice. Enough, but it's enough to convince people to actually participate in the program and shop locally, which
that's
is
right.
What this is all about, right? I'll just remind people again of the details of this the draw. It's you're invited to vote for Vanclakil's Business of the Year, and this is going to be announced, I guess, at the gala happening.
The big gala.
January 15th.
Right. It's a business appreciation night. It's not a BMA appreciation night. It's to, again, reward the businesses. And we'll be contacting all the businesses themselves to invite them to come. And then a gala. We just, you know, it sounds better than annual meeting.
Yes.
So.
Do we know where it's happening this year?
A little bit of partying. Yes. At the Greenery.
At the Greenery.
With Lisa.
Okay.
And,
excellent. January 15th.
Yeah. Tickets will be available eventually. We'll get that all worked out.
But as you say, it's open to all businesses. You don't have to be a member of the business. Although they're encouraged to sign up.
Because we will be taking membership renewals at the door.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a really great association to be a part of. I have been a member for quite a while, and there's all sorts of perks and benefits, and you're just part of the, you know, the inner group of movers and shakers on Main Street.
Right,
you know?
And for first time, it's $50.
Yeah,
so
it's a good deal. It's half price for the first time signing up. And as I said, it's a very energetic association looking out for the. You know, well-being of businesses in and around Vanclakil. But for the purposes of this contest, the award, and also for the gala, you don't have to be a member. Come and see who's part of this organization and what they're up to. And I'm sure before the end of the evening, you will want to sign up and be part of this organization, because they're very forward-thinking and very energetic and participatory, if
and
I can coin a word.
Open to suggestions. Yeah. We're always open. I mean, that website has an email address that we check regularly, a Facebook page regular, and unfortunately, the six of us are unable to continue, so we're looking for executives.
Nominations for executive.
We need new blood.
Brand new executive this coming year, so here's another opportunity to jump in and get involved and actually have a major say if you land up in the
Literally
executive.
A major say in it, because you'll be running the show.
So I'll give that website again. It's www.vanclickhillbma.org. And let me see, I just want to remind people, for the Business of the Year vote, you can get your ballot, as I said, either on page 10 of this week's edition of the Review or at the Facebook, the BMA's Facebook page. Give me
there's
the name of it again.
There's the Vanclickhill BMA page, and then there's the Yuletide Fund.
The Yuletide Fund.
In VKH.
Yeah, in VKH Facebook page, where they can download a ballot.
Yeah, we'll get that in PDF form.
Okay.
Once you like it or share it, I think you can.
And so you need to fill that out and get it to get it in before January the 8th, so people have a chance to compile them and go over them and make sure that nobody's voting twice, that kind of thing.
Yes, so we'll get the hard copies here. We'll pick them up on that Friday. We'll be able to vote online for a couple more days after that, because that's very simple. Drop it off here, scan it, email it, fax it, whatever you need to do. I mean, it's not an official ballot, so you get that to us however you can.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention here as well, I think the list of businesses that accept the Vanclickhill Bucks is on the BMA website.
Definitely on the website.
We had that question on Facebook this afternoon when we posted the ad for the Bucks. So,
And feel free to, that person who sells Bucks, I mean, it changes every week in Vanclickhill at VCI, feel free to ask them any questions you want, because we supposedly know everything, so we want to tell you how to use those bucks and where. And there's a couple in town, new businesses, they're almost there. They're not quite there yet, because to start a new business, you got 20 things going on, and bucks
absolutely
are at the bottom of your list.
Very busy time,
They're all coming.
Okay, so Brenda, thank you very much for coming in. And before I let you go, I want, this is your chance to give maybe a little testimonial of what it's been like to be on the executive of the BMA for the last couple of years, or last year anyway, for
two
sure.
2 years,
Last couple of years,
We were January to the end of January. Well, hang on, obviously. We're not going to run away on the 15th.
So what's it been like, and how demanding is it, and how rewarding is it, and what's been your experience?
Well, so first of all, I mean, I'm 5 minutes away, so technically I'm not from here. You have to be here for a long time to be from here.
Yeah.
So I met brand new people, and all from different walks of life. I never would have met them normally.
Mm. People like Eddie Irwig, for example.
Exactly. I mean, where would I run into
him? That was worth the price of admission right there.
Just that alone. Yeah. Just that alone. And then different walks of life, meaning they have different takes on things. Meetings once a month. I mean, it's not an extraordinary length of time that you have to commit. Emails have been a godsend as far as, like, what do you think about this? What do you think? So that we're not always having meetings. Yes. We're not. I mean, a phone call would have been nice if we could have worked out the conference call idea, but generally email and Facebook comments, texting. So again, it's not, you have to physically be anywhere many more times. The Bucks is a bit of a commitment. Mm-hmm. We all take turns doing that.
Yeah, on Saturday morning.
Yeah, but
you
I mean,
get to meet
2 hours on that.
And
that's it. I mean, you're at the front of the counter. You're not being supervised by anybody. No. So if you want to talk to somebody for an hour, go for it.
Yeah.
And again, if we were doing little things like this tree lighting, well, it was 6 to 7. So, and it ended early, unfortunately, because of the rain. So there's little things that we're always trying to get people out there to do. And, you know, if an idea crashes, that's fine. We tried it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we decided to put our effort into something like the Bucks. And then this Business of the Year award, it's not a lot of money that has to be put forward. It's not a lot of time. But the point is to remind people that there are small towns or small businesses. I mean, I work in Ottawa. I have access to everybody. But that money, once you spend it at home, it just keeps getting recycled at home.
Sure.
So eventually it's going to come back in your pocket.
I can see people stepping up and wanting to win this just for the street cred alone, right?
Exactly.
I mean, being elected by your peers, that's pretty great.
Yes, because it's a very nice plaque.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
And you get to keep it. It doesn't keep going around.
Okay.
And you can put that in your window too.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again, Brenda, for coming in and bringing us up to date on all these elements, the Business of the Year Award, the gala coming up on January 15th.
Mm-hmm, Friday night.
Yeah, and the fact that nominations are open for positions on the executive of the BMA, and also where people can get their ballots to
exactly
vote for the
Business of
the Year.
Business for any reason.
Yeah, there we go. Excellent.
Thank
initiative.
You.
Thanks a lot for coming in. Sure. And I hope you dry off from your time over at the Christmas tree across the street there.
I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas.
Yeah.
That's about
our
new song here.
Shoot.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda.
Sure.
Louise, have you got another little tune from your playlist there? Let's
another one from Rose Cousins.
Okay.